Empower Radio presents The Butterfly Moment. It's the classic quantum leap in personal growth. Now here are your hosts for The Butterfly Moment, John Shalter and Carrie Hall on Empower Radio.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Butterfly Moment radio show. Thank you very, very much for tuning in. My name is John Shalter.
And I'm Carrie Hall.
And we are here to remind you that we are all too blessed to be stressed. We're here to be, for the next half hour, your life coaches and inspire you into quantum leaps of achievement. If you'd like to learn more about our life coaching programs, call 586-997-HELP. That's 586-997-HELP. And we are here to empty your bucket list and help you achieve your goals. Or you can visit our website at butterflylifecoach.com. And always remember, the first session is free. Well, what is a butterfly moment? It's that moment like when a caterpillar has this shocking realization that they are more than they think they are, that they're one of the most beautiful creatures on earth, and best of all, they can do the impossible. They can fly. We all have these moments. They're moments of transcendence, awakening, and sudden understanding. Before we get to our guests, I'd like to ask you a question. What would you do if you knew you could not fail? Well, this is kind of an appropriate introduction to a very, very special friend of mine, Mr. Sheldon Cohn. Carrie, could you tell us a little bit about Sheldon's
Sure.
company?
Well, Sheldon is a local advertising legend and, of course, a marketing guru, and now he's a filmmaker. Shellco Productions is an independent film company that Sheldon Cohn started after leaving Donner, where he produced many award-winning advertising campaigns. And he has a special focus on unique story-driven concepts. Of course, one of my favorite is the one Sheldon came up with, the Mazda Zoom Zoom campaign that I love. And Sheldon is currently in post-production on his first feature film called The Pickle Recipe. Sheldon co-wrote the script in what is a endearing comedy about a party entertainer who sets out to steal his grandmother's award-winning pickle recipe with the help of his shameless uncle. The film is scheduled to be released in 2016. In fact, Sheldon Cohn is currently in Los Angeles at Wildfire Studios, and he's in post-production. Hi, Sheldon.
Hi, Sheldon. Good morning. Good morning.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good, good. So we understand you're out in L.A. instead of being in Michigan. Tell us what's going on out there.
Well, thanks anyway for having me. But our film, which we shot in May and June, all in and around the Detroit area, we finished the editing portion, which is the sort of putting all these scenes together portion of the process in Detroit. And we did as much work on the film as we could in the Detroit area. And now we've moved the entire project to Los Angeles so we could do sound mixing, final color correction of all the scenes to balance them, and visual effects, and put out a finished product.
That's wonderful. Sheldon, was this a lifelong dream of yours?
Oh, yeah. This has been a dream of mine since I got into advertising in the late 70s when I started at Donner. But I've always wanted to make a movie, always had ideas in my head, worked with other people on scripts. But this was finally one that I was able to get going, raise the money, and actually make it.
How exciting. And of course, you know, have so many jobs for people here in Michigan with almost, 127 cast and crew members, almost all Michigan residents, and over 300 extras.
Hmm. Yeah, so it was a pretty decent-sized production, low budget as far as films are concerned. And we were lucky enough to apply for and be awarded the film incentive when still giving out money for films. Yes.
Mm. Sheldon,
that's awesome.
I've got a question. You know, since you spent so many years in advertising and you really have a unique strategy and a unique MO, what is your secret to good advertising?
Well, I got into advertising for one specific reason. I wanted to stay in Detroit. I was told specifically by my father before I ever got my job at Doner, where there's no film jobs in Detroit. You should go into another career. And I said, okay, but proceeded to continue studying film at the University of Michigan. And I was lucky enough to get hired at Doner. I didn't even know there were producers in advertising, but I found that out. And it's the same thing that you do in movies in terms of wanting to entertain people. I thought that being a commercial producer, I was still able to create content that would entertain people while at the same time selling them a product. I don't believe, since you are sort of forcing yourself into a viewer's home, you might as well have them be entertained as you are selling them the product. I have done my share of just straight ahead commercials that aren't entertaining, but I think the most effective ones offer something more to the viewer. They reward the viewer for watching.
Boy,
good way to put
your
it.
Message.
You know, I had a chance to go through some of your video portfolios of your work and your commercials. It absolutely blew me away. How many awards have in your career do you think that you've got on your fireplace?
I can't even begin to count. Won awards. I've won national, local, national, international awards. I've won Cannes Gold Lions, which is an advertising worldwide festival held in Cannes every year. I've won a zillion of them. But it's not necessarily the awards, though, that makes the most effective commercial. I mean, obviously, the awards reward the maker of the commercials, but sometimes even the most award-winning films don't do well at the box office. So I wanted to make sure our commercials still sold something, because that also was a very rewarding part of making the commercials.
The intended purpose.
Yeah.
Sheldon, what did your wife say when you said, I'm going to write and produce my own feature film about a pickle recipe?
Well, she loved the fact that I was out of the house. But no, she said, go for it. I mean, it's always been something just to go for. Everybody should have something in their life that they're shooting for and, you know, try to achieve it. And this was not my first screenplay that I worked on. It was the first screenplay I ever personally wrote on the computer. I wrote the dialogue, and I would have story meetings with my partner, Gary Wilson, who I worked with for many, many years. I went around the world with him shooting TV commercials.
Wow.
Working with all sorts of directors and people everywhere, feature film directors, all kinds. And it was really good experience, by the way, to do that, because there is really nothing different from being on the set of a commercial with actors reading dialogue. And especially in this case, since my movie is a comedy with a heart, there's nothing better as an experience for somebody to be on a set with actors that you've cast reading dialogue and getting performances.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. One of the things that really amazes me about your work is, you know, as you know, I've written a lot of screenplays myself, but how do you tell a story in 60 seconds? How do you develop character in 60 seconds so that, you know, the audience can really appreciate something? And it just amazes me.
Well, when you have a 30, which I mostly did 30-second commercials.
Okay, that's even better.
Or 60, you're sort of leading to one specific moment. If you find a funny situation, the actors just play it straight and don't have to sort of act funny. Like Jim Carrey is Jim Carrey because Jim Carrey acts funny, you know. But what we would do is cast actors and put them in silly situations. One of the commercials I did for realestate.com was a guy sitting there saying he can't sleep. His wife says, what's wrong? And he goes, well, I think we priced our house too low. And they look out the window, and there's about 100 people in front of their house at 5 in the morning.
Right. Got the point across.
You lead to one joke, Mm-hmm. It just sort of, you know.
Now, is it true that the inspiration for this film was inspired by your partner's grandmother, Gary Wolfson's grandmother?
Yeah, that's true. We were sitting around one night throwing out ideas. How about this? How about this? What about this? And he said, at the end of the night, he said, you know, my grandmother, who was from Eastern Europe, she had this pickle recipe that my sister said she'd kill for.
Mm.
And I said, well, what do you mean? And he goes, they were amazing. And she died, and she never passed it down to anybody.
Ah.
So now the recipe is gone forever.
Hmm.
And we started talking about it, and then we say, hey, that's a good idea for a movie. Let's see if we can flush it out. And in the course of that evening and subsequent evenings, we came up with an idea that, you know, you cast or you create a feisty immigrant woman who has an incredible pickle recipe, and we built the story in and around that idea.
Mm.
And then we came up with, what if her grandson had to steal it without her knowing about it, that he was out there to get it because he was desperate for cash.
I'm sorry. And of course, the grandmother is played to perfection by Lynn Cohn. And she was terrific on Magda and Sex of the City, among other things.
Right. She played Goldmayer in Munich.
That's right.
She was in a lot of shorts. I had my eye on her for at least 3 years before we even started production. I found her on the internet, looked at her body of work, watched her get cast in The Hunger Games, the second version.
That's right.
And, you know, just said, that's the only person in the world that I wanted to play the grandma. And we were so lucky that she was available.
Isn't that great?
This.
And then, of course, David Paymer, the Oscar nominee.
Yep.
How did that come about? You know, you got
He was our first choice.
Okay.
And we reached out to him and made him an offer and had to restructure the entire shooting schedule of the film because he was only available for the first week and then 3 days of the last week. So we had to shoot the ending of the movie on the third day of filming, because that's how it all worked out based on the locations that we secured and where the opening scene was and where the closing scene was. You don't want to move around. And if you're in a location, you want to do as much as you can in that certain location because it's very expensive to move from a location and then come back. You just want to get everything out of the way from the location that you're at. So we had to completely restructure the shooting schedule to accommodate David Paymer, but it was worth it, and it all worked out in the end.
Mm. And, of course, you have another terrific comedian.
Yep, John Doerr, who was a stand-up comedian. He's Canadian. He's in his late 30s. He's been on the Amy Schumer, Inside Amy Schumer. He's been on Conan.
Mm-hmm.
He's won comedy festivals. He's also a writer. And he was great as our lead actor, as Joey, the wedding MC, the wedding entertainer. And a lot of the shoot, which was really interesting, we're very accommodating people, and we really like contributions from actors. We don't have a set script. My God, you must read this line and this line and this line. Mm-hmm. But it was a very fluid process.
Very collaborative.
Go ahead.
I know the writer and the producer, so I got invited out on the set, and I couldn't believe it, Sheldon, how you had such a nice environment. It was upbeat and friendly.
Right,
and, you
exactly.
know, a lot of times, Carrie's been on more shoots than I, but there's usually this cloud of tension and anger, and your director came right up, introduced himself to us, and we're kind of shying back because it's like, you know, didn't want to take up his time. But it was just, you created a great culture and a great atmosphere, which in turn, I'm sure, with a comedy, creates great performances.
Well, but don't forget, you guys, we were also in a cemetery.
That's right. And before that, we started out in a bar, so doesn't get any better than that.
That's true. But no, you know, we're happy-go-lucky guys. We've spent our lives, Gary and I, actually doing funny commercials, in addition to doing commercials filled with special effects. And as a matter of fact, we have done commercials where 60 seconds cost more than this entire movie.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So, but yeah, no, it was just very low-key. You have to keep it low-key, and you have to make sure the actors feel that they can contribute, do their thing. If it's, you can shoot it, if they have an idea, you shoot it and then say, well, let's try something else, or, well, let's try this. And we, in fact, wrote scenes in the movie literally the night before. The day of shooting a specific scene, the actors collaborated on a scene in the movie.
Mm. Right. So there's a lot of flexibility, a lot of creativity. I'd just like to say that we are talking with Michigan filmmaker and screenwriter Sheldon Cohn about his movie, The Pickle Recipe.
Fantastic. Sheldon, you know, before we get into the rest of your script and your project, can you, for our young screenwriters out there, what do you do for inspiration? Where do you write, you know, and how does the creativity, either from your commercial, your commercial projects or this feature film, where do you get your inspiration?
Well, I learned a very interesting lesson from Matthew Robbins, who was a screenwriter, a director. He directed Batteries Not Included. He worked on the Sugarland Express for Steven Spielberg, and he was very instrumental in my writing process. And he said, the first thing you guys got to do is you got to spend as much time as it takes to get the first 5 minutes of the movie done, meaning that not the first 5 minutes of the movie, but be able to go through the movie in 5 minutes. What happens at the beginning, what happens in the middle, and what happens at the end. Hmm. Don't start writing until you figure out the whole movie.
Ah.
And then you can start to fill in and flesh out the rest of the film. And he said that's the hardest part, is figuring out that. And obviously you got to distill it down to, what is the movie about? Because you got to sit down with somebody and be able to tell them what the movie is about and have the twists and turns, and you got to figure out the beginning and you got to figure out the ending.
So you, to some extent, you have to have it all mapped out. And yet you were telling us that you were very creative and fluid and collaborative as well.
Oh yeah. Even during the making of it, we were, but Gary and I, look, we started the script in 2010, wrote versions of it, sent it out to, a professional screenplay analyst in Los Angeles, got some great notes, came back and took a leave of absence for a medical condition of about 2 years, and then got back into it and worked on it some more, brought in somebody else to help sort of take a eagle-eye look at the script, and he offered a lot of great suggestions of how to restructure it, because he had a lot of experience writing scripts, and so he was brought in to sort of rework some of it. And then we took it back over, reworked it, got it fluid, sent it out to another screenplay analyst who said, you guys, this is done. This is like a final version.
Right. So it's a process.
I don't really have anything to say. And
yeah.
Then we went forward and, you know, found a couple producers who'd done some feature films in the past, added them to our team, and went out and raised the money and went and made the movie.
Hmm. You know, Sheldon, this radio show and Empower Network actually is all about getting things done. It's all about manifestation. And our particular approach to it is what is called the butterfly moment. Meaning that, you know, there's the cocoon of the butterfly and the caterpillar. There's a point where they say, I can do this thing. You know, I'm really something more than just a caterpillar. Where was the time in your mind? Because I know you've probably over your career, just like all of us, had a lot of different projects, when you thought to yourself, this is going to be reality. This is going to be done. Was it with the script or the investors, or where was it for you?
I'd say it was when the two producers that we partnered with back in January said, we can put it together and get this done this spring. And if it wasn't for teaming up with them, I probably would have just had it sitting on my computer.
Yeah.
Because I had never gone out to raise money. I had never, you know, I mean, we had it. We were hoping it would happen. But, you know, I think it was kind of then we were really off to the races. We prepared a presentation for the investors. And, you know, I would say when Lynn Cohen read it and loved it, that was really the moment. We got on the phone with her, and she was delightful on the phone. She'd read the script. She was in New York and said, I love it. I want to do it. And it was sort of then. The second, I would say my butterfly moment was two parts.
Okay.
So it was that. Then we edited for 3 months, and I lost all perspective because by doing a commercial, I could watch a commercial and I could say, play it again, play it again, play it again, play it again. And then I knew if it was good or not, if it was working. But you can't really do it with a 90-minute film because if you say, play it again, play it again, play it again, I mean, it's, you know, you can't really do that. You got to kind of watch it once. But when we had our first screening at the Imagine Theater in Royal Oak, we were kind enough to get a whole theater for free. And we invited some people who knew nothing about the film, and they laughed at the moments we wanted them to laugh, and they got teary-eyed at the moments we wanted them to get teary-eyed. And after it was over, we got such praise for the film that we knew we had something special.
Wow. Wow.
And that's a butterfly moment.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we knew, okay, it's good. It's good. It touches people because when you do something, you just get too close to it.
Right. Sheldon, I like that you said you lost all perspective. I think we all, especially working on a project of this length and scope, that would be, you know, a distinct possibility.
You know, and I just wanted to add that, as you know, Carrie and I lived in L.A. for 9 years and worked in the movie industry and all that kind of stuff. And everybody in L.A. has a script idea. They got a story. But Sheldon, they never do what you've done and made it happen, not just by going to a studio, but made it actually happen by going out, getting investors. I mean, I wish I could really express what a mammoth achievement that is. And, you know, we're just very happy and proud of you.
Oh, thank you so much, man. That's great. That's great. I mean, it was a lifelong dream. You know, I mean, I'm 60 now. I just turned 60 a month ago. So
happy belated birthday.
Yeah, but I mean, for it to take 60 years, so what? I mean, yeah. I have it. I've done one. I didn't want to be in the position of, gee, I wished I'd made a movie in my lifetime.
Sure.
Yeah. Sheldon, will you make another movie in Michigan?
That's a good question. I will write another movie in Michigan.
In your treehouse? Will you be writing that in your treehouse?
Oh, when it gets warm out.
Yeah.
I have a treehouse in my backyard, for those of you who don't know.
Love that story. It's a great
writing place. But unfortunately, the death of the film incentives means that the state has no more money to reimburse filmmakers when they choose to shoot in Michigan. So the ideas we're writing, it may necessitate us going to another nearby state or to Ohio or New York or wherever they're offering film incentives because it's all about the money.
You know, if there are people out there listening to our show and they wanted to get a hold of you either with a script idea, wanted you to write something, produce something, or wanted to invest in something, how would they get a hold of you, Sheldon?
Best way is via my email,
okay,
which I'm happy to give out. It's Shelco, S-H-E-L-C-O, at post, like post office, post, P-O-S-T, .com.
Okay.
Shelco at post.com. I am on LinkedIn.
All right.
So you're welcome.
Sheldon, good luck with the screening today. Very exciting.
Yeah, yeah. And I hope that you can keep us up to date with all the, you know, fantastic things that I know are going to be happening. I just feel I've got good vibes on this thing, and we're really, really pulling for you, because as other Michigan filmmakers, you're blazing a trail that needs to be there. Incentives or no incentives, we're going to make the movies, we're going to write the scripts and go where we need to go to make it happen, right?
Exactly right. And I'll have some really exciting news about the film in mid-January, too.
We'll make sure that we take the time on air to update our fans about you. And Sheldon, thank you. I know you're so busy out in L.A. with the editing. Thank you for being on our show.
Sheldon,
we're forever grateful.
Sheldon Cohn, thank you so much for talking to us. And we so look forward to seeing the pickle recipe.
Okay, guys. Thank you. And you'll hear about the Detroit premiere. Don't worry.
Okay. Love you, bro.
Thanks,
okay,
Sheldon.
Love you guys.